It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Things have changed a lot in the community with the advent of coronavirus.
I encourage people to take a step back. From my experience in Louisiana and also on the West Coast, from earthquakes to volcano planning to tsunami warnings to hurricanes, I've lived through all of those. And honestly, I kind of look at the current situation as like a hurricane. We can see from the east and the west coast a slow-moving storm that is coming. By the time it actually gets to Kansas with a certain level of force, is it a Katrina? Is it a Hurricane Rita? Or is it a glancing blow? And we don't know that yet. Some of the worst-case scenarios in New York City, Seattle, San Francisco, we're not there yet. And I don't want people to overreact. There's no reason to hoard. The supply chain across the U.S. is still functional unless we overstrain it because we want to have 100 rolls of toilet paper in our hall closet. This is kind of a lull before the storm. We have an opportunity in the middle of the heartland to look out to the east and the west and see what could be a worst-case scenario. And we have a little bit of time to plan and prepare. So I encourage people, be responsible, look around. Policing and the fire service both, we play a game every single day. We start it with brand new recruit officers and firefighters. It's real simple. It's called what if. What if this happens? What if that happens? What would my response be? How would I take care of a host of different things? We encourage the general public, play what if. What happens if somebody in your household comes down sick? And who's going to take care of the pets? Who's the backup for that? It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, the end of the world kind of issues, but let's plan ahead a little bit while we have this lull. We do know that by taking responsible steps, which are pretty significant with the way that we see across the nation, shutting down businesses, working from home, trying to put off a host of different activities, it does, we hope, flatten that peak of the virus impacting in our area here. And that is going to be really a potential saving grace. Right now, according to the feds, this may not peak until July or August. And that can all change because this is a pretty fluid situation. Think ahead, plan, but the world is not coming to an end.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.